Welcome to another episode of the Oncology on the Go podcast. I'm your host, Russ Conroy. My colleague, Arianna Pelosi, spoke with Dr. Jessica Cheng from City of Hope about improving the quality of life in patients who receive treatment for cancer through physical medicine and rehabilitation. Dr. Cheng emphasized how cancer rehabilitation medicine can help improve function for performing day-to-day activities and highlighted how exercise can help patients recover from treatment more quickly, among other outcomes. Other topics included the importance of the multidisciplinary care team, as well as ongoing efforts to further spread the use of physical medicine and rehabilitation at institutions across the country.
Can you explain what cancer rehabilitation medicine is?
So I'll paint a scenario of a patient to start off with. So a lot of times when people are facing cancer, they have thoughts like, will I be able to go back to work? Can I go to my son's wedding? Can I keep golfing? My back hurts, or, you know, it's hard to get off of a chair. Like, how am I going to get through this? And so what I do in my practice in cancer rehabilitation medicine is then I ask a lot more questions about where these thoughts are coming from, do an extensive physical exam, and I come up with a comprehensive, tailored, practical, and coordinated plan that aims to give the patient a measure of control over their life, to live their life to the fullest, no matter where they are in their cancer journey. And a key part of that in being able to function and do the activities that they want to do is exercise. And as you can imagine, there can be a lot of barriers to exercise. It could be that back pain, it could be the fatigue related to cancer, the neuropathy, or just plain, why do I have to do that? And so I seek to answer all of those questions with my patients. And so that's one example of what a visit might look like. The part that I'm passionate about is prehabilitation, cancer prehabilitation, and that's preparing for surgery or stem cell transplant or whichever cancer treatment is coming up next. I had a patient recently that followed up with me after prehabilitation, and she followed everything I said in terms of exercise, nutrition, mental health, et cetera. And she was like, I got out of the hospital faster. I don't like the hospital. She recovered much faster than she thought. And the oncologist confirmed that was a quicker recovery than expected. And so that really brings me joy. For PM&R, how much are you familiar with physical medicine and rehab?
Not too familiar with the area. Okay. I don't know how broadly that is known across the cancer space, though.
So PM&R stands for Physical Medicine and Rehab, also known as physiatry, also known as rehabilitation medicine. We have many, many names. They're all the same thing. Or kind of to patients, I would say rehab doctor. And so this often gets confused with physical therapy versus physical medicine, or psychiatry versus physiatry. These are all extremely important collaborators, but not exactly those specialties either. So PM&R is the only medical specialty that focuses on function. That's the key word of everything I do, is function. Now, what is function? Function is our ability to do things we care about, whether it's high level like sports or someone's job, or if it's getting off the toilet. Those are all activities that people do day to day. And the body systems of focus are the musculoskeletal system, or muscle, bone, joints, and also the nervous system like brain, spinal cord, and the nerves throughout the body, as those are the ones that impact someone's function or ability to do things the most. But we do a whole biopsychosocial whole person approach, and I would add social and environmental approach, because if you imagine, you know, getting someone to exercise or to move better or to get up after a fall, it requires knowing everything, a lot of things, about the patient. So while we focus on the musculoskeletal and neurological systems, that's not the only system we look at. You know, if their blood pressure is going up and down quickly and they're fainting, that's not going to help their function big picture. So that's the background of physical medicine and rehab. Now imagine all of that applied to the cancer world. And so historically, the cancer world and the physical medicine and rehab world have not mixed very much. And the cancer rehab medicine subspecialty is actually one of the fastest growing subspecialties within PM&R. And the population of people who are surviving cancer is growing exponentially. Our cancer doctors are doing such a great job. And I think that with physical medicine and rehab, we can really help empower patients live longer and with less disability and better quality of life.
That's great. I really appreciate you kind of breaking down that topic a little bit. How did you kind of come into this area or this field of study as part of your career?
I actually started my medical journey with this appreciation of the mystery of healing. So, as with many people on the pre-med journey, you learn a lot about organic chemistry, a lot about mechanisms. And then I shadowed some doctors with more of a holistic approach. And it was just very mysterious to me how like osteopathic manipulation might be able to promote healing and also like the deeper levels of healing, like psychological, emotional, spiritual healing. And so when I found the specialty of PM&R, it seemed like a natural fit in that I like these body systems. It's focused on practical things. I love practical, creative strategies married with medical complexities and kind of the whole person approach. And it just was so innate to the physical medicine and rehab field. And it just, the more I dug into the research about cancer rehabilitation, the more I would say shocked I was at how high the unmet need was. A lot of people going into their cancer journey are already older, already have aches and pains or difficulty moving. And for cancer treatment, oncologists look at their ability to move around their performance status to see if they'll be able to handle their cancer treatment. And so it just weighed on me. Like there's so much opportunity for my field to make a difference on someone's ability to even get cancer treatment. And there's so much gap to bridge. There's so much headway to make in bringing these two fields together.
Yeah, I think you really hit the nail on the head there. There's really a gap kind of between those two fields. I'm glad you're helping to kind of bridge that a little bit.
Yeah, some of the research shows that like 1 to 9% of the needs are being met, and that's just so astonishing.
Yeah, I know a lot of oncologists I speak with say they want something like this, but they're probably not aware that this field exists. So hopefully they'll bring a little bit more awareness. So, is there a specific area of oncology that cancer rehabilitation focuses on specifically? And perhaps maybe there's an area where research is happening in one disease type over another.
I would say cancer rehabilitation applies to all patients, all cancer patients, any type of cancer, anyone with a body, and overall, because this field is on the more recent side with not too many specialists, there's a lot of room for research in every disease type, every stage of disease. And so, personally, where my interest is in prehabilitation. Cancer prehabilitation, the research has exploded exponentially and become an international phenomenon over the last 10 years. So this is something very recent, and I'm working on designing a trial for breast cancer patients and gynecologic patients who are undergoing chemotherapy before surgery so that we can catch them at the earliest time point and make them as fit as possible, mind and body, at the earliest point to give them the best chance with their cancer treatment. And this is based on there has been a recent study that showed that in patients who are undergoing neoadjuvant chemotherapy for breast cancer, the people who did an exercise and nutrition training program, they were able to achieve a good outcome with pathologic complete response in 53% of the cases versus 28% of people who did not do the program. And so a lot of times talking with patients about chemotherapy is not an excuse to not do exercise. It's actually should be your push to exercise with all that you have in you to help the chemotherapy potentially work better. It's a way that they can have a measure of control over their cancer journey.
That's really fascinating. Our EIC is an exercise oncologist specializing in breast cancer as well. So I've kind of been learning more about that field over the last year. And since this area of cancer care is focused on removing barriers for patients, what are some techniques that you implement to help improve a patient's quality of life?
Yeah, so lots is the short answer. Lots of techniques, everything I can think of under the sun. And so maybe a patient example would help. So on the rehab end, so a lot of times we think of rehab after an injury or something that causes some measure of disability. So I had a patient with blood cancer who had stem cell transplant. So I was seeing her after treatment, and she was having difficulty eating with biting. She had like pain in her masseter muscle, one of her chewing muscles. She had shoulder problems, range of motion, shoulder pain, balance issues from the neuropathy. She couldn't sleep. It's this complex web, and they're all in one person. They all affect each other. And so the interventions, a lot of times I'm telling patients, hold on, wait till I finish. There's lots of components to this because they all need to synergize to work for you. We can't just pull on one part of the knot and expect the whole thing to unravel and get better. And so for that patient, it was removing some medications, adding some medications for the jaw pain, for the shoulder pain, for the nerve issues. It was doing some trigger point injections with EMG guidance in the masseter muscle, working with outside physical therapy, but there's limitations in terms of how many things can be addressed at once. So I would bridge the gap of rehab care by giving some direction on exercises they can do at home in the meantime until they're ready to transition to the next item with the PT. I would direct them to a PT that would work for them in terms of specialty, in terms of logistics, what's feasible for them, because if it's too far, it's just not going to work for them. And then letting them know any special precautions if they're on cancer treatment, if their blood values, their platelets, their white counts are fluctuating. I would arm the patient to understand how to stay safe with the physical therapist and to keep communicating with me and connect with the therapist on the outside or the inside to make sure that we can optimize their recovery as best as possible.
So, can you discuss a little bit about how cancer rehabilitation utilizes that multidisciplinary care team?
The core rehabilitation team consists of PM&R, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. So those are the core rehab team. That said, because function and people's ability to do things is so broad, it really, my team is everyone. And who's everyone? That could mean obviously the rehab team. It could be recreational therapy, music therapy, acupuncture, supportive care medicine, integrative medicine, interventional pain, neurology, orthopedics, neurosurgery. It could mean the oncology team, communicating them a lot. Basically, every medical and kind of supportive specialty is fair game. And so a lot of times, I am also trying to help the patient prioritize which referral in what timing makes the most sense. And then on the back end, also trying to coordinate and streamline care in collaboration with the whole team, and bridging that, being that physician bridge between the medical team and the rehabilitation team.
As this was discussed, it's a little bit more of a niche area. How do you hope to see this part of oncology care, I guess, grow and be implemented at institutions across the country?
That's a big question, because I have big hopes. I see the value of rehab medicine in the cancer space as an integral part of the cancer space. So, you know, my heart's desire is that every institution that takes care of cancer patients will recognize this, the importance of optimizing function and performance status from the beginning and throughout the cancer journey, from prehabilitation to rehabilitation. There's a lot of room for growth.
And this question kind of goes hand in hand with the previous one, but where do you hope to see this field headed as it advances and becomes more well-known?
Yeah, so my catchphrase recently is prehab for all. I want everyone to be armed with this knowledge of what they can do that's in their control to optimize their abilities and abilities for meaningful activities throughout the cancer journey. I hope that oncologists and rehab physicians alike will see that there's an opportunity with cancer prehabilitation to enable people to get their cancer treatment, get through it better, and to recover better. And so that's my hope, that this will just spread even more like wildfire than it already is.
And then what do you hope that your colleagues took away from this conversation today?
Yeah, so this is what I'm saying to a lot of my new colleagues recently, since we've been growing so much at City of Hope Orange County. But basically, just engage in rehab early. Give us a chance to optimize performance status to help you do your work in oncology. And to my PMNR colleagues, I would like them to know that you can impact cancer outcomes. I just want patients to know that exercise is medicine during cancer treatment, that it can give them a measure of control over their outcomes, their quality of life, their abilities, the activities they want to get back to, and that connect with your local PMNR physician, whether they are cancer rehabilitation specialized or not. I strongly believe they all have something to contribute in the cancer space.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology On The Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available, or listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcasts. The Oncology On The Go podcast is the official podcast of cancernetwork.com, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information, visit us at cancernetwork.com and find us on Twitter at cancernetwork without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn at cancer-network.